Y'all, I've just literally recorded a full thing and then I've not saved it. Wow. But I'm working with a new app, so I don't think I'll be able to say it as authentically as I said. But like, let me just add what I wanted to say at the beginning, because I was actually just, I should have said it at the beginning. So I'm not an expert in whatever I'm about to talk about. I don't have any degree in it. I don't have any certification. I'm just giving some kind of advice, or yeah, if it applies to you, fine. If it doesn't apply to you, that's also fine. I have a podcast because I love sharing my opinions. So yeah, welcome to the Feminist Fortitude Podcast. I've not been here for long, and I'm also this is not also going to be like a really long audio, but I can't promise I'll be doing this more often because life. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about was loneliness stroke looking for male validation, whichever it is, because it was actually more of like a 10-minute question. And the question is, why is it that in these times where we're seeing men actually being held to some sort of standard, however flimsy and low the bar is, at least we're now seeing more people saying men should actually be able to do this. For a man to be dateable, they should have this and this and this. And so many, like all of us, almost all of us are aware of it. It's a start, not a very good start, because these are basic human abilities that men have to be told they are supposed to have. But anyway, so why is it that women will be aware of these things and they will themselves have their own personal standard in which they say, for me to date a man, they at least have to have this 1, 2, 3? And I'm not even speaking in terms of money, I'm just speaking in terms of they should, just be basic decent human beings, not be if it's like they should not be homophobic, transphobic, they should be body positive, they should know how to communicate, blah 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 blah. And they will have all these things in their head, yeah. They'll have like a checklist and everything, but then they'll still go on to date a man who doesn't check any one of these things. Why? And worst thing is, they will be aware that this man, it's not even the guy is not even pretending to have these things. The guy will just show up as they are without putting in even a little bit of effort. The woman will know, oh, this is exactly what I don't want, and it's exactly who I will date. And then still get surprised when they get hurt. What? The math, as if the math does not add up. It's like you're taking 1 + 1 and expecting it to be 10, and then getting really, really shocked when it becomes a 2. And you're like, oh, but you knew. But you knew. And it's so weird because I don't understand, and I'm saying this not from a place of, oh my God, you guys, but I in fact would not say that, because I have done that. I have done that. But then I did it and I was like, whoa, I never want this shit again. My problem is, someone will do that and they'll be like, oh, I never want this shit again. And then the same thing over and over and over again. And I just want to understand, why is it loneliness? Is it loneliness that is making somebody like still go into the shit they said they never go into again? And because I don't blame anyone for being lonely, but I just need people to ask themselves why. And if what they're doing is the actual cure for what they're ailing, or it's just a cover up. Because I honestly don't think being with these men will cure the loneliness. Or number two, and I'm not just saying these are the only answers, I am open to any more answers that you guys have. Number two is it male validation that we are looking for? like we don't feel valid until a man calls us their girlfriend or their person or whatnot. Why is it so necessary to be someone's person? Why is it so hard for like to be your own person? Is it attention that we're looking for? And I've seen it so like so I don't know. Is it that we just want someone to text us good night and tell us they love us? And why is it so important for us to get that? And this is a very heavy question, especially when you ask why is it important for us to be someone's person. I love this YouTuber / TikToker / podcaster called Kira Bria, and there's a video that I listened listened to and really loved, and she talks about what about the soulmate idea and how we are sold from a young age that there's a person for you out there, and all the movies are about it, all the songs are about it, every book, everything has to do with romantic love. And as a generation, we were force fed that into our brains. I think even before we could do multiplication, we knew there was a young boy or girl out there for us. And so I get it that it's hard to get to detach yourself from that idea. But if it's detrimental to your well-being, then... And I speak as if it's easy to just decide, oh, I've decided that today there's no one person for me and I will be alone and I will be okay with it. I know it's not that easy. But what I actually want to encourage is not as much as to be comfortable alone, because that requires a lot of work and a lot of time. What I just want us to ask ourselves is why. And I think from there we can build into the getting comfortable alone. So I just want to like implore you to ask the next time that you get into a talking stage, especially with a person that you know doesn't fit your criteria, or you start getting feelings for someone you absolutely know is not good for you, ask yourself why. Why am I feeling this for this person? Is it loneliness? Is it whatnot? And is this the cure for what I'm feeling? Is this the cure for the why? Is my dating this person the cure for why I need to date them? I don't know whether that's a bit confusing, but like, yeah, if it's loneliness, be like, will dating this person cure my loneliness? And if yes, will it be a long-term cure, or will they leave and leave me where I was, or even worse than I was? And how likely are they to leave? And what other things, what other cures are there out there for me other than dating this person? Or is it validation that I'm looking for, that I am in fact desirable enough to be someone's girlfriend? And it's so funny because I also get that most girls like the idea of, oh, he wants me. I don't want him, but I really need him to show me that he wants me. Because a girl will be fretting over someone who has not texted them, and you're like, oh, so you like him? No. You just want them to text you? Yeah. Okay. Why do we need to feel desired? And it's a dumb question, because obviously every human being wants to be desired. That is just a fact. But like, how far are you willing to go to get desired, or to keep that desirability? And is it detrimental to yourself and to your well-being? I think that's like all I had. Oh, I also talked about, yeah, again, introspection, the asking yourself why. And at the turn of the year 2022, I made a new year resolution to be more, this word keeps escaping my mind, to be more, that word, to be more in tune, or to be more conscious of why I do things. Even the words that I was using to describe it are gone. Oh my God, what? But like, yeah, to ask myself why I do the things that I do and to set intention to be more like very, to do things intentionally, to have more intention with my words and my actions, to be more conscious of the things that I'm doing. And that was my New Year resolution, and I feel terribly at it. Ooh, during the first few months I flopped. But I kept reminding myself, oh my God, is this you who was going to be more intentional with their way of doing things and what they do and what they say? And I kept reminding myself, even though it was guilting myself, which I don't recommend, but I guess I got into my head, and now towards the end of the year I feel a bit more conscious of why I'm doing this, why I'm doing things, and why I'm thinking things, why I'm saying this. That does not mean that I am doing everything right or that I'm doing things intentionally all the time. Nope, hardly, hardly. But like, even when I fuck up, I'll sit and ask myself, why? Why did you feel the need to do this? Why did you feel the need to do that? And when I realize the need or what I felt that made me do that thing, the next time that feeling arises, I'll be like, ooh. And I may not even realize it. It may take a feeling I may do that thing twice or thrice and be like, wait, isn't this the same reason that I did this and this? And it's clearly not working. I hope you get what I'm saying, but like, I'm just urging people to be more introspective as to why they are doing the things they are doing. And you also have to know why human beings do the things they do. And I would recommend listening to certified psychologists. There, good thing right now is online. There are so many people that are professionals and they're giving a professional advice for free. But I would also not just go taking up like every little information you see that is saying psychology. That's bullshit. But like, there are some real people with real degrees in psychology, and obviously not everything they say will apply to you, because you know, even to get like sometimes even psychology, even skincare and what it's supposed to apply to you as a person, like you personally, very specific for you. But sometimes the things they say, and they will say so many things, and you will take what applies and what does not apply to you. And so you'll be able to know if they say, are you constantly doing this? Maybe it could be because of this, and then you will check and be like, oh wait, shit, that applies. Because there's no need to ask yourself why if you're ignorant of things that could be causing it, because then you'll just be like, why? Oh, maybe just because I like it. And then you won't be able to ask yourself why you like it and be able to see the things that hide under the guise of liking it. So yeah, that's all I had. I hope this is as authentic as the first one that I made. Please tell me your thoughts. Also, again, I would like to reiterate that I'm not trying to shame anyone for maybe being in a relationship that they didn't want to be in the first place, or staying in a relationship that they didn't want to be. I'm just trying to understand what is driving so many people to it, because when I say so many, I mean so many. And I also just wanna give advice based on my experience and my opinion. So thank you very much, guys. Can't wait to see you in the next one. And I also have a cold, so that's the reason for the speaking like a man. Anyway, see you guys. Bye.